Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Richard Sherry, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Global Dividend Yield Strategy. Welcome, Richard. Richard, market returns were broadly positive again in the first quarter, even though many issues such as clarity over future rate movements, geopolitical risk, and an upcoming presidential election, even though they were heavily debated, they still remain. Also, amidst the talk about this potential broadening out of market returns, the first quarter reverted right back to seeing concentrated returns in the S&P leading markets, with mid-caps a solid second and a fewer smaller AI-related growth companies driving returns for the small cap index. Can you provide our listeners with your perspective on markets for the start of 2024?
The market started off the year relatively flat during the first couple of weeks of January, as investors digested both the strong returns we saw at the end of last year and what appeared to be a stabilization in interest rates and inflation. However, as inflation appeared to stop its decline, this contributed to an increase in interest rates. And the cumulative effect of higher inflation and higher interest rates has contributed to consumer angst, especially among lower-income consumers. In addition, inventory destocking and COVID-related volatility continues to be a headwind for many businesses. Meanwhile, tech companies, notably those exposed to AI, continue to produce strong results. This contributed to a continuation of the concentrated returns that we saw last year. Thus, the long-anticipated broadening of the market, which we did see somewhat early in the quarter, continues to be delayed. However, it does appear that the Fed has been relatively successful at producing a soft landing for the economy, and that they will ultimately be successful in getting inflation closer to the 2% target. This should alleviate consumer-related headwinds, and the passage of time should alleviate COVID-related headwinds for businesses. Under those circumstances, we would anticipate not only a broadening out of market returns, but also a tailwind for the higher dividend-yielding stocks that we own.
Richard, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the first quarter?
The biggest contributor to performance during the quarter is IBM, which continues to see its hybrid cloud offering resonate with clients. AbbVie reiterated that the floor for earnings in 2024 remains the same. This is related to the company's loss of exclusivity of Humira. Meanwhile, business is being buoyed by strong results from Skyrizi and Rinvoq, which to a large degree are replacing Humira. We believe BAE Systems remains well positioned to benefit from increased military spend in the US, Europe, and Australia. Tokio Marine has benefited from a normalization in interest rates and inflation in Japan, which has proven to be a tailwind for Japanese stocks, particularly financials. Verizon reported sequential improvements in mobile phone net adds during the quarter. And in addition, recent CapEx spending for 5G has peaked, and we believe this should result in improved free cash flow. The biggest detractor was BCE, which has seen some competitive pressures and government regulation weigh on the business, while higher interest rates have weighed on the valuation. Deutsche Post continues to see volatility in its results due to inventory destocking and other post-COVID-related impacts. Adecco Group and Spark New Zealand both missed earnings due in part to a weak macro environment. And Bank of Hawaii was impacted not only by higher interest rates, but also by weakness in regional bank stocks during the quarter related to some company-specific issues at New York Community Bank.
Richard, we know that longer-term earnings and dividends drive performance. Can you speak about your particular strategy and what you're seeing in terms of current total returns as well as longer-term expectations?
Our portfolio continues to be invested in stocks whose businesses tend to be more mature in nature and that generate a stable and growing stream of dividends. Dividends have historically provided a fair amount of the return that investors have received from the stock market, and we believe that will be the case going forward. Our focus continues to be on those companies that can continue to grow their businesses, because we believe that will ultimately be the source of future dividends.
Richard, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Kayncast listeners.
You've just listened to Kayncast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kayne.com. Kayncast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, KAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of Carr or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by Carr to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. Carr does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.